Last Gemara that we just learned is very interesting Gemara. And that is that we take for granted that there's an inyan of Roiv Bilos Achar Abal. But you see, it's not always the case. The Gemara had an Ibaya, and on one side, it's Pasha to the Gemara that an Isha that's a Prutza B'Yoyser would not have this halacha of Roiv Bilos Achar Abal, and that would mean that the children of this woman would suddenly be questionable. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Eben Ezer, Simen Dalid, Siftezvav. The Mechaber says, Ishas Ish. A married woman, she yotza lea koil, she hoysa mezana tachas bailas. There's no edim. But there's rumors that this eisha sish is being mezana. Va'akoil miranin in acharea, and everybody's talking about her. Ein choysha shun lubonel, shemehe mamzeir. Says the Mechaber, we're not chayish, that maybe her children are mamzeir. Why? She roiv be'ilois toilim bebat. Meaning, even if we accept the rumor, so we accept that there are definitely be'ilois that are happening not from the Baal, but alzen nema roiv. That is what Roiv means. Roiv acknowledges there are. We know for sure this woman's being mezana. It's not the question. It's not like we're saying we don't trust the rumor. We do trust the rumor. But afal pikein, Roiv bilasachar abal, and therefore, the halacha is that the children are going to be kosher. Aval hi ba'atzma, as it relates to the woman herself, choshesh shalom yishum zayna. We do treat her as a zayna. The koyin choshesh shalom entire, and a koyin who's not allowed to marry a zayna midday reisna would not be allowed to get married to this woman. The yisrael and the yisrael in meroitzel lisrachik min akira. If he doesn't want to get involved in something that's obviously kiras and chanami, he should not have anything to do with this woman. If he's ever read this shidduch years later, he should have married. Says the mechaber. The imhi prutz of a yoiser. Let's say this woman wasn't stam a woman that they're spreading rumors that maybe she was mezana, but we know that this woman's a prutz of a yoiser. Choishish and aflubanim. So then we're chayish even for the children. This halacha, the Makaira Saita, the Avchav Zayin Amar Aleph, that when there's a woman that's a Prutz of a Yoyser, she loses the Roiv Be'ilois Achrabal. Now, the truth is that if you look in the Beis Shmuel brings that really, as it relates to this halacha, comes from the sugi that we just learned. It's a very, very big Machloikis Rishonim, and he brings a very big Chiddush from the Marivayel that said that even though there is a sugi in Soita Daf Chav Zayin that says that a woman that's a Prutz B'Yoitzer doesn't have Roi B'Los Achra Baal. That's only as it relates to the Isurei Kohuna, where you find Mala Asu B'Yuchsin, and when it comes to Kohuna, you find certain Chumras. But as it relates to Chash Mamzeris, they're not. This is considered a very, very, very big Chiddush of the Beis Shmuel, that the Poit Noise Kalim and the Poiskim and the Shoyalim Umeshivim were all very busy with in real life Halacha L'maisa questions. But this is not Halacha L'maisa, Meredendach. But bottom line is, the Mechaber brings this Halacha, that a woman that's a Prutz of a Yoyser, it could be she's going to lose the Roiv B'Los Achra Baal. But I'll tell you one beautiful Maramachim that the Marat Tzchiyah says right here in this Agoyis on this Gemara. It's Shtelsu a Sugya Mesech, this Psochim Daf Pei Zayin, which is a little bit of Divrei Agada, which is really a Pirush on Psukim Menach. It's Sefer Hosheya. So Sefer Hosheya begins with a Nevuah that the Navi Hosheya had. And really, the Nevuah is something that's hard to understand. Tchilas Diber Hashem Bo Hosheya. So Hashem comes to Hosheya, he reveals himself for the first time. Hashem told Hosheya, Lech kach lecha eishu zanunim. I want you to go find a zayinah and marry her. V'yaldei zanunim. And I want you to have a child or children with this zayinah. Ki zonoi sizne ha'oretz me'achrei Hashem. There's an nimshel to this marshal. But the bottom line is, Hashem tells Hosheya, I want you to go marry a zayinah. Now the background is that Hosheya had been telling the Eibishta that Kadosh Baruch Hu, look at Klai Yisrael, they're not behaving properly. What do you need them for? Just get rid of them. And why don't you just start with a new nation? We'll get a clean, fresh start, a whiteboard. And like this, we could build a nation that's going to be proper, that's not going to be over the Gimel Averis Chamurois. So Hashem wanted to send Hosheya a message. And the way he sent him a message was, Kach lecha eishin zanunin, v'yaldi zanunin, find a zayinah, marry her, have children with her. And leading up to what Hashem wants to tell Hosheya. So I'm just pick it up in the Gemara. Psochem pei zayin amid beis. L'achash anol dolei shnei banim ubas achas. After Hosheya had two sons and a daughter from this woman, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hosheya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hosheya, Hosheya, you know, you're a Navi. You're married. You have a family. L'hoi l'cha l'lmoy mi Moshe Rabbach. Shouldn't you take a lesson from your Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu? Shekimet shedibarti imoy. As soon as I started communicating with him, he was a Navi. Pirish v'ne Yisha. He was Pirish from Ishtai. Af ata b'dai la'atzmecha mimena. I think the appropriate thing for you to do would be to be Pirish from your wife. Amaloi. So Hosheya turns to Hashem and says, Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Yesh li bonim imena. I have children. V'ein ani yochel hoitziya. V'loy l'garsha. I can't just I have a family. What do you want me to do? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshaya, Uma'at, Madachiu, She'ishtach HaZoyna. Your wife is a Zoyna. Ubanecha b'nei Zinunim. And your children are the children of a Zoyna. Ve'inat ha'yodeya im shalchahim im shalachereim. And you have no idea if your children are yours or they belong to somebody else. Kaaf. And you still feel you can't divorce a Yisrael shehem bonai. Klai Yisrael that are my children. B'nei b'chunai. B'nei Avram Yitzchak v'yachid. Echad me'arba k'yonim shekonisi b'ayvami. Etc. etc. You expect me to go ahead and get rid of Klai Yisrael. This was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Yeshaya. Freak the Marshal in his Agoyis Chachma Shleim on this Gemara Psof and Peizayin on the days. I don't understand. Hashem tells Yeshaya, you don't know if your children are your children? Of course you know they're your children. Roy Bila Sachar Abal. So even if it's true she's a Zoyna, but at the same time there's a right. That's a halacha. So what would be the suffix? Zok the Marshal. L'shoyne Yazof Afa Pisha Roy Bila Sachar Abal. Hacha. Shehoye Zoke. Being that Hosea was an older person, Shani, it's different. And it's for that reason that the Eibishter told him, you don't know who your children are, because you don't have a Roi Bila Zachar Abal based on the fact that you're an older person. A Zokin doesn't have Roi Bila Zachar Abal. Freit Rab Tzvi Ashchayes, because he's a Zokin, he should have said better. He married an Isha Zoyna. This Isha Zoyna seemed to be a Prutz of the Yosef. In fact, if you look at the Psukim, it seems like this was a woman that was a well-known Zoyna. So if this woman is a well-known Zoyna, she's Zichar a Prutz of the Yosef, she's a Prutz of the Yosef. Vostaf the Marshal Onkumin. Why does he have to say because he was a Zoyna? Say better, say because she was a Prutz of the Yosef. Ayin Barat Zchias is a very long Haggah on this note, just a very, very nice Mar. Welcome to our Gemara. Now, Grada, it comes out a very big Kiddush from this Marshal. And that is a person that's a zokin, someone that's an older man, doesn't have anymore the roiv bilas achar abal. Now, that's a really, really big chiddush. And this is something that the Noitza Kalim and the Poiskim discuss, not for now, but there's a fascinating tshuva in the Noit of Yehuda. This is one of the classic Noit of Yehuda tshuvas. It's in Evin Ezem Adura Kama Simin Samach Tes. The mice over there was a couple, they were married for 7 years and they had no children. The husband became very, very sick. He was not the lomos, and eventually he died. 9.5 months later, after this man died, his wife gave birth to a child. The Noid B'Yehuda gives you the dates in the tshuva. The man died Erev Shchodesh Sivan, Shtekel Davar B'Itay, Tfilas Hashlo, and then on Tesvav Adar of that year, a baby girl was born to this woman. Now, why did it make such a difference? The reason is because this man had died with no children. However, he had a brother that was 3 years old, which meant that the woman was a skukal yibam and had to wait until his brother got older to be able to do chalitza. She was going to be an aguna now for many, many years. She tined it, I had a child, and the child came from my husband, and as a result, I never fell a yibam. And she felt that this was her raya, that she's allowed to get married. Lamaisa, the Litzani Hadar, all tainu that it doesn't make any sense. It's not possible that it came from the husband. And as a result, they said, you obviously had Yaldei Zanunim, and if that's the case, you're Zakuk Liyibon, the child is apostle, but the bottom line is, you're not allowed to get married. And really, they had a whole bunch of tainus. The first tainu was, they're married for 7 years, they never had any children. Punk, mamish, this 9.5 months after your husband died, all of a sudden now you had a child, it just doesn't seem very reasonable. Another time that they had was, there were edim that this woman had gone to the mikveh 2 weeks after her husband had died, which meant that at the time that the husband died, she definitely was not pregnant, because a muberes is besulak as davim, so why was she going to the mikveh? So this was like a very, very strong reglaim ledavra. And besides, it was very unlikely that she could have had a child from this man during the last kufa, like achris hayomim of his life. And the reason is because, A, he was very, very sick. And it didn't seem that it was something that was going to be shayach, mitzad him, to be able to father a child. For oid, they had shomrim there the whole time. The Noid B'Yehuda says, k'minig Yisrael, that when someone is noit olamos, they make sure there's always people there, so yitzias neshama would happen together with a chabur of people. So the whole thing seemed very, very unlikely, and the oilam fell based on that. And not just that, there were rumors that they had seen this woman traveling with a certain man for sure in a state of yichutz, and they even knew who they thought the father of the child was. The bottom line is, this was a very, very big esek. The Noid B'Yehuda wrote a tshuva. It's a classic. His lashon is v'imrani itzodo shari yala alma v'yotzim ezikas yibam. He said chas v'sham to pass for a woman. He says all these tiny is they sound like nice stories, but at the end of the day in halacha, none of these times are oisgehalten, and he goes through it methodically and systematically kedarki b'kodesh with incredible koyach de'atera. He says they're married 7 years, they didn't have children, so that means what? That means any couple that's married for 7 years didn't have children, all of a sudden they have a child, we have to be chayish, then maybe the child is a child possible. So never heard of such a thing. It says maybe 1 year. Maybe 1 year should be the cutoff line. Maybe a half year. When did we ever hear such a thing? That's not a real taina. There's no taina in the world that says that if a couple's married for a certain period of time, they had no children, all of a sudden now they have a child after many years, we suddenly have to be chayish for that. He says you can't even say words like this out of your mouth. Chalila, it's not a kosher taina, and you have no right to ever say something like that. The fact that she went to the mikveh, a muberes is mesulak is damen, but there are many, many muberes that are roya dam. He said he spoke to doctors in Prague and they told me they know pregnant women throughout their entire pregnancy, they're shoyfas dam. So mehecha teisin, that's a taina, a woman's going to lose her cheskes kashrus because of something like this. And he says the fact that the man was sick and he was very, very shvach, and based on that, you want a taina that this is a raya, that he's not the father of the child. He says, first of all, I could spin that story just the opposite. This couple was married for 7 years, they had no children. Obviously, there was an issue. Maybe Dafka, when he got sick, the metzius changed a little bit, and machmas chayli, all of a sudden, he was able to have a child. He says he discussed it with the Reifim, they said they could hear such a thing. They explained to him scientifically, medically, how something like this would be possible. So he says, Adirabba, the fact that the child was born mamish when he was sick, I think supports the Indian a little bit. But he says, just because a person is a zakein and just because he's a chayla, this is where it's negay, I rave a little bit. This is where the Noid Behuda said, there's no such thing based on a shach in your day, a simon shimlam, and hey, this is where the Noid Behuda wrote a very important hayrala dairis, which is me'inyan into what we're talking about, that just because a person's old and just because he's a chayla, it doesn't necessarily mean that if something would happen to his wife, she'd become a muberes, suddenly you would have to be chayish. I got one of the geshmak ketainas that the Noid Behuda says in this tshuva, he says that you're telling me that it's poshut you that this child was born not from the husband. I hear, let's accept that hanacha. But how do you know the child became pregnant from his nus that happened after the man died? Maybe it happened while he was still alive, ba'achris yamav. And I'll say better. She's a shtickle of zayna here, right? So maybe she was already a zayna while he was alive. If she was a zayna while he was alive, she's a saita. A saita doesn't fall a yibam. She's potim in a yibam and a chalitza. So he says, Mamanav shacht is going to be no chiv chalitza. Because on the tzad that the husband is the father of the child, so she had a child. And on the tzad that she's a zoina, she's a saita. So a saita, we know, tumak siva karayas. So on that side also, maybe she doesn't fall a yibam. So I've two stalled to say that she doesn't fall a yibam. It's a svek svekel a hatter. Belkapanim, it's a classic tshuva. But the bottom line is, we're saying grace of chidushim here. We're digressing. And the sugya of roiv be'ila sachraba. The first grace of chidush was saying, this is a mafurish gemara, and that is that in isha that's a prutz of a yoiser, you don't say roiv beilois achar abal. It's brought down a shulchan aruch and even ezra simen dalut. The second chiddush is the marshal in psachim dape zayin, which in the world of the Noid Behuda wasn't so mikubal, and that is it could be someone that's already older or maybe a chayla in situations like that. It could be you wouldn't have any more the roiv beilois achar abal, and if there was a situation where you had to be chayish and maybe there was a znos, maybe in that case you wouldn't just simply be able to pull out the roif and to be soymechanis.